you wish life was as simple as a 5-gallon plastic bucket, man? April 27th, I'm from the Portland, Oregon area. April 27th, I took off towards Seattle and just started a street performers tour to just play some different areas around the West Coast, and also at the same time document the trip for what will be Funk Plastic Memoirs of a Street Performer, a manuscript for a book.
What cities have you been to so far?
Seattle, Santa Monica, Venice, Sac, Old Sac, played in Oakland, San Francisco. I'll be doing the World Music Fair in Berkeley on the 20th of June, and doing some recording artists, actually with some recording sessions with some artists in West Los Angeles that are from the group Guns N' Roses, you know what I mean? So, and then just ending my tour in Santa Cruz.
So how is Santa Cruz compared to some of the other cities as far as playing on the streets?
Well, part of the segment of the book that I'm writing has to do with guidelines for a street performer. And it outlines the ordinances that vary from city to city and that place certain restrictions on street performers playing their music. Santa Cruz by far has been the most liberal and warm city to play in. And I'm not speaking so much as warm weather, but just warm as far as the energy that's in the air here. It's incredible.
How many times have you played here on the streets?
Because I was ending my tour, I've been here for a week this past Saturday. I came here specifically to capture everything that had happened. I was behind a few days in journaling for the book. So I've played less in Santa Cruz, but there's been more relational things happening in Santa Cruz as far as just being able to relate and talk to legends that knew Tom Scribner, you know, the legendary street musician here and stuff like that. So it's been incredible, man.
I do want to let you beat on the bucket some more, but how about any troubles along the way in any of these cities?
Yeah, you know, when I started on a tour, I started with 24 buckets. I knew I was going to need a couple sets because I break like maybe, you know, 5 or 6 buckets every week. So I started out in a 280Z with 24 buckets crammed in the back of the Z, you know. And then also there's, you know, sometimes people take buckets, and which is cool too, you know. But I had 12 stolen when I was doing an interview with University of San Francisco at Blondie's Pizza on Market and Place. So I generally play 13 buckets. That's a comfortable set for me. But I'm using a set of about 8 out of 24 that I left with on the 27th of April.
Right now you've got 2 buckets.
Yeah. Right now I'm using 4 buckets, but one set, I have 2 doubled, or 2 on top of each other, 2 stacked. So I'm actually using a 3-piece bucket set, you know. And I wanted to say, too, you know, on behalf of the buckets, is that the plastic buckets saved my life, you know. And there is a science to doing this, you know, and it's been an objective of mine to try and discover 20 tones out of one bucket, and I'm at 12 now, you know. So there's a science in regards to the chemistry of speed versus velocity, as well as just understanding tone points. So, you know, for those like yourself, man, that appreciate this art form, you know, amongst other areas of art that are totally underappreciated in our society, you know, good looking out for your radio station, man, and, you know, keeping it free and keeping it real, dude.
All right, let's tear it up.
No doubt. a little something from Funkplastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. Thanks, man.
Why don't you tell some of the folks where else you've played? I know you've played with the Trailblazers. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, last summer I was playing with... I have a son. My son actually plays with me. He's the funk out of the plastic, you know what I mean? So he's 13, Tristan. He gets out of school on the 9th. That's why I'm in a rush to get back to Portland to see him. But last summer we were seen at Saturday Market playing by Todd Bosman, who's the event coordinator for the Blazers. And my son, loving basketball, he asked us if we wanted to open up for the Blazers with LeBron James. I also produce music, so after playing a few times with the Blazers, I started writing some tracks for the Blazer dancers that they danced to, you know, in timeouts and half times, and we did that. We opened up for Erykah Badu June 6th. We opened up for Stomp at the Keller Auditorium in Portland, which was incredible, August 12th of last year. You know, we did a few Nike corporate presentations, although, you know, I have my own issues about, you know, Nike being from Oregon, you know. But anyway, we've played quite a few places, Comcast corporate parties and, you know, a lot of different things. But really, that's cool. But my whole idea about Funkplastic is that playing the buckets usually places me in areas, Pioneer Squares around the nation. If you're familiar with the Pioneer Squares, generally the area of town, downtown, where the homeless youth live, you know what I mean? And that's how we met. And it's ironic because when I started playing these plastic buckets, I was at the place in my life, a place of destitution, where that was my arena that I hung out with, you know? So not that it's taken me any place above, you know, our homeless problem in America, but it keeps me in those arenas. It keeps me humble, man, and grateful. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Is each bucket unique? Does each bucket have its own sound?
Hey, man, I am so particular about certain buckets, Black Letica buckets, Black Ridge Letica buckets, Red Letica buckets, and, you know, I use various colors, but they have their own characteristic, just like all of us, or there could never be another Bradley, you know what I mean? You have your own personality, and so do the buckets, you know? And there's some buckets that they are more sensitive to tone, you know? And those are the ones that you can get, like, 10 quick different tones out of, as opposed to some that need to be played around the rims and beat down to where they get tempered like a sword. You would temper a sword in heat, you know?
Do you buy the buckets, or do you just...
I did initially... but after, you know, we started doing some things around the city and around the Pacific Northwest, there were, like, contractors that had season tickets to the Blazers that would give the Blazers buckets for us, and apartment managers and restaurant owners, you know. For any Chinese food restaurants owners in Santa Cruz that have, you know them soy sauce buckets I'm talking about, you know them white Leticas. Those are dope, you know what I mean? You can call a radio station and make your donation, you know? Put a few chips in there, too, you know what I mean? For the crew out here.
Real. See, how many ways are there to get involved in your community radio station? Call us up, 427-3772, or just leave a number on our voicemail, 427-4523, and we'll get those buckets, and we'll get them to Todd when he comes back in town. Todd's probably going to do a full set in here, in free radio probably in a couple weeks.
No
so
doubt.
So keep it locked.
No doubt.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, for real about that, though, if you guys have buckets, call the radio station. You know what I mean? It's a real positive thing going on here. You know what I mean? It's in your community. Show some love. Hey, thanks you guys for having me, man.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah, no doubt. Why should people listen to the radio station? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, this particular pirate radio broadcast.
Well, this is your voice, you know what I mean? Recognize that this is your voice, you know, where your voice is stifled sometimes in the things that we want to say about our situation. But this is your voice here, so support it. Free Radio, Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM on your radio dial. Check this out, though, freakradio.org. You know, get with us. And keep in touch with Funkplastic, too, by the way. weird stuff off the top of the head. Keep in touch, though. 101.1 on your FM dial, Free Radio Santa Cruz. Peace.
All right, that was about 15 minutes of funk with Todd of Funk Plastic from Beaverton, Oregon. Thank you very much, Todd. And we should probably put the buckets away.
No doubt.
For our neighbors. That's funkplastic.com. Check it out on the internet as heard on Freak Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM, www.freakradio.org.